Welcome back, folks, to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our very special guest, Dr. Ted Brower, his website, healthmasters.com. He's got a show right here on the Global Star Radio Network. It airs daily and also right after our program at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Going to have to talk to him about the hand, the foot, and mouth disease as well. Excuse me, coming back, taking a couple of college campuses by storm, two universities in Florida, one university in Illinois. In fact, the University of Illinois reporting cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease. Now, that's not to be confused with foot in my mouth disease that sometimes I have, but you get the idea. What's going on there? And of course, folks, I want to remind everyone, don't forget this. The jury returned a not guilty verdict on seven defendants. Remember the Oregon standoff case? Well, the jury spoke, not guilty. We need to be talking about that because that does set an amazing, it sends an amazing message to the powers, especially on federal land. Dr. Ted Brower, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Continue. You asked me for my 2 cents as we went to break, gave it to you. People are
well. Didn't the attorney get tasered? The attorney demanded that Bundy be released immediately, also with the other defendants, and they were going to hold him over for another trial. And the attorney pitched such a fit and started yelling at the judge that the judge basically had him restrained. Well, and he was tasered in the courtroom.
Actually, yeah, the attorney really. The only thing the attorney did was stand between the defendants, one of the defendants, and the federal marshals that were coming to take the one or two defendants near the attorney back to the jail. So, the attorney. I've got to say this. I mean, the people who were there, especially and even some legal scholars at University of. I'm trying to think. A couple of major universities said they had never seen anything like this. It was not, according to the witnesses as well as the legal scholars, it was not warranted. So we're gonna have to keep our eyes on this. But Ted, go ahead, man. Wherever you're,
they love their tasers, amazing. Doug.
They love their tasers.
They do. 20 things the FDA, Federal Deception Administration, doesn't want you to know. It's also the failed drug administration, whatever you want to call it. We're going to cover a few of these things here real quick. I don't have time to do all 20 of them, but this is pretty interesting to me. The FDA has basically pushed the Safety Modernization Act, which would eventually shut down all farmers' markets, which they're trying to do because they don't want organic stuff coming to consumer at an affordable price. With all these new time-consuming and pricey legislations that farmers must adhere to, the price of organic produce is skyrocketing. The FDA cracked down on health food stores and promoters of natural remedies that are reminiscent of cops' raids of meth lab junkies. Since 1987, facilities like the Life Extension Foundation, vitamin manufacturers, health food stores, natural pet food stores, and naturopathic medical clinics have been raided by agents waving their assault rifles. Next one, the FDA is busy harmonizing the United States policies with Codex Alimentarius, which basically actually outlaws the sale of vitamins of beneficial dosages as well as natural remedies. And I have seen this repeatedly in Germany. When I try to ship products to Germany to my relatives, they simply get them seized at custom and they say they do not meet Codex Alimentarius and they're shipped back to me. Next comment. The FDA can overlook the horrible side effects and suicides caused by antidepressants and psychopharmaceuticals while issuing terrifying safety vaccine advisories about St. John's wort, a product that's been used successfully for hundreds of years. The FDA can bypass the deadly E. coli outbreaks occurring in massive factory farms, but they won't allow organic farms to use manure as compost. The FDA can cheerfully tell the American people, don't worry, there's nothing to see here regards to ever-rising radiation levels in milk and meat, and completely ignore Fukushima and what it has done. The FDA wholeheartedly supports genetic modification on our crops and livestock, which we've already talked about. The FDA endorses more than 3,000 additives and preservatives, many of them cancer-causing, in our food. The FDA promotes chemical pharmaceuticals over natural remedies every single time. And the FDA wants to oversee homemade soap. You can't make soap anymore. And what's crazy is a lot of the soaps that we have right now on the shelf in America contain estrogen compounds and estrogen mimickers, which when you put them on your skin are absorbed into your blood and into your body and elevates the estrogen in your body if you're a man and elevates the estrogen in your body if you're a woman, and they're extremely toxic. Next article I want to cover is three ways to detox the neurotoxin fluoride from your body. Researchers believe that as a result of fluoride being most commonly ingested through water consumption, certain foods and toothpaste and mouthwashes is contributing to a worldwide pandemic of developmental neurotoxicity that is leading to disabilities like ADD, dyslexia, Parkinson's, and other impairments. Research published by the Indian Journal of Pediatrics discovered thousands of cases of severe skeletal fluorosis in children as a result of the cumulative effects of fluoridated water. Guys, I can't tell you, and I mentioned this before, I'll say it again, the movie Dr. Strangelove by Stanley Kubrick was specifically looking at fluoride, and the guy was ready to start World War III to get the fluoride out of our water. The way to get the stuff back out of your system is start taking potassium iodide every single day, 12.5 to 13.5 milligrams every single day. It's like, it is literally impossible. You know, massively reduces the risks of breast cancer when you take fluoride every single day. Plus, don't be using aluminum chlorhydrate deodorants. Sharon covered that a few weeks ago very, very well. Basically, when you put this stuff under your arm, this has been shown now, it does cause breast cancer. We broke that story that we knew that it did a year and a half ago on this show, and now the studies have proven that once again we were ahead of the curve. Turmeric, the active ingredient that we use in one of our products, basically flushes the body of fluoride. One study published in the Pharmacology magazine discovered that it protected against brain damaging effect of fluoride, while another study found it protected the kidneys against fluoride toxicity. And another final product you take, magnesium. But remember, magnesium is very, very important to take topically. It's difficult to digest it and get it through the intestinal tract because it acts more like a laxative. So you need to be using a magnesium foot soak every single day. That's what we do. We have a foot soak that we bought off Amazon. So I think it's a Kindle foot soak. We probably just sold out of Kindle foot baths now by saying that. I don't have any interest in Kindle. I make no money off Kindle. It's just the one we bought. It's a good little unit. And we use our magnesium products, a cup of that in a gallon of water in the foot soak, and it works absolutely wonderful. Plus, we have the magnesium deodorants, the magnesium sports oil, the magnesium balms, all of this stuff to bring the magnesium levels up in the body. Because remember that magnesium is also an antagonist to calcium, and it helps to dissolve bone spurs. That's been proven over and over and over again. So if you're getting too much calcium, you're starting to get bone spurs, the magnesium can actually help get rid of that. Here's another interesting article that I want to cover in more detail in a few minutes. A recent study found nanoparticles of metal in human brains, raising the eyebrows of geoengineering researchers such as the prolific Patrick Rudel of Stop Spraying Us. While the study doesn't connect geoengineering to the particles, which I say I will do, it is well understood exposure to geoengineering poisons poison the body with heavy metals. Now, what's interesting about this, Sacramento is where the captured footage of the worst chemtrails you may have ever seen. Of course, it's just as bad here in Florida, too. In the same time period, there was actually 4,700 micrograms of aluminum per parts per billion, I guess, aluminum in the city's rainwater. Now, what's interesting about this is your body, when you get involved with these chemtrails, it can actually absorb it directly through your nose, through your olfaction glands, and directly into the brain. So you don't want to avoid the chemtrails as much as you can. It's just not necessary if they're on heavy chemtrail days to be running around outside. It's just, don't do that. Let it blow over first. Next article, extensive study proves antidepressants during pregnancy can actually cause language disorders and worse. Again, ladies, if you're pregnant, don't take antidepressants. Use cod liver oil. One of the primary reasons that you get depressed during pregnancy and also postpartum depression is a deficiency of omega-3 fat in your brain. The baby, while he's developing or she's developing, pulls omega-3 fats out of your brain. And when that happens, you have a tendency to become depressed. You have to have omega-3s. So if you take omega-3 fats while you're pregnant, you don't have to start taking antidepressants, which have been linked now to massive increase of autism and also language disorders. So just keep away from all the chemicals when you're pregnant. I mean, don't be taking flu shots, as far as I'm concerned, when you're pregnant. And this is an article we covered earlier. It's been confirmed that DNA from genetically modified crops can be transferred into humans who eat them. In a new study published in the peer-reviewed Public Library of Science, researchers emphasize that there is sufficient evidence that meal-derived DNA fragments carry complete genes that can enter into the human circulation through unknown mechanisms. And, of course, this article goes on to say that when it comes to genetically modified crops and foods, we really have no idea what the long-term effects are going to be on humans. And it's based on the sample analysis of over 1,000 human samples from 4 independent studies report evidence that meal-derived DNA fragments, which are large enough to carry complete genes, can avoid degradation and, through an unknown mechanism, enter the human circulatory system. That's probably through leaky gut. It's not like human beings are mating with apples or bananas or carrots or plants and exchanging gene. What biotechnology and biotech corporations like Monsanto have done is they've allowed for the transfer of genes from one to the other without any regard for the biological limitations or constraints. Guys, we're being changed genetically. We can't eat GMO foods. That's why the government, who is running the oligarchy, who is running the United States, they want us to be poisoned with GMO foods, because that's their goal, is to reduce the population of the planet. If they can get all the white people to die, then they can bring all the immigrants in. Now, guys, I'm not picking on you if you're an immigrant. You're here legally. I'm not. But it's an all-out war against Caucasians across the world now, because they don't want people fighting against them. They don't want nationalism. They don't want a national identity. They want globalism. They want free trade across all borders, and they want to turn these areas of the world that were once prosperous, like the United States, basically into their slave states under the 2030 agenda, in which everybody will be moved from the rural areas into large complexes and cities and have their little 200 square foot abode them and their 3 children or 2 children or 1 child can live in. Because remember, guys, studies show that by 2025, 50% of all children will have autism if the current trend doesn't change. By 2035, 100% of boys will have autism if the current trend doesn't change. And by 2037, all girls will have autism. Guys, if that happens, we're going to have a massive, massive population reduction, because parents who have one autistic child don't want to deal with 2 autistic children. That's number one. That population will get cut in half. And number two, autistic children simply don't have productive lives in which they reproduce and get married and have families. So it's all about reducing the population of the planets. By the way, here's another article. It says top doctors are now saying that chemotherapy is one of dozens of procedures show no benefit whatsoever as far as longevity in cancer patients. We covered this a couple months ago. This is another article about it. Now, here's something I want to cover, really important, Doug. Remember last year when they started hitting us with the Zika mess? I told you guys, hey, this is a lie. It's the chemicals. It's the pesticides. It has nothing to do. Finally, after terrorizing America with Zika, scaremongering, the Washington Post now admits the Zika virus doesn't cause brain deformities after all.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Now it admits after. Remember now, this is all about that energy field, about all this negative stuff. It's about getting the news off of Hillary. It's about Zika. It's about spraying Miami with pesticides. Are you kidding me? And another article says high-dose intravenous vitamin C will cure a patient of Zika virus in 3 days, which I know that vitamin C can cure just about anything when you take it intravenously. The CDC police, by the way, because of what they're doing now with these immunizations, will eventually come in and they will arrest the unvaccinated as disease criminals, because if we don't get these globalists out of office, Doug, we're going to have quarantines, we're going to have arrests, we're going to have forced inoculations where you're held down with you and your family and injected with who knows what, and it's going to start because they're going to say we're basically a threat because we haven't been vaccinated. This is coming to the United States if Hillary Clinton gets elected. She'll make sure that it happens. Trump is the only person that's ever been on the platform talking about the fact that immunizations increase the risks of autism, that he has personally seen it. So I think that's important that we get him in the office. 2 nutrients to slash death from cardiovascular disease. These 2 nutrients are coenzyme Q10 and selenium. We have selenium in our liver support, and we also have the CoQ10 capsules, which is the highest quality CoQ10, which is like 10 times more assimilated than normal CoQ10. Another article we covered earlier, GMO insulin actually causes type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetic. These are type 2 diabetics that are put on insulin that are given GMO insulin, and they're finding now they're developing type 1 diabetes. We've already talked about statin. Now I want to talk about how to reverse heart disease with coronary calcium score. The American Heart
Association. Hang on a second. I've gotten probably half a dozen messages, emails. You were talking about fluoride earlier, and I think you had misspoken. At least several people heard you say fluoride intake reduces breast cancer. That's what some people heard.
Of course, I apologize. If I said that, I'm absolutely wrong. Fluoride does not reduce breast cancer. Fluoride increases all different types of cancer. Using aluminum chlorhydrate deodorant increases the risks of breast cancer. Fluoride will also increase the risks of many types of cancer and skeletal fluorosis. So thank you, Doug, for catching me on that. When I'm going through these articles this fast because I'm trying to get to the really good stuff next hour, the stuff on the election stuff I want to cover tonight,
sure,
I sometimes get going too quick, so I apologize. No, don't use fluoride. It doesn't reduce anything. It makes everything worse, period. It's horrible. Thank you guys for checking me on that. So thank you, Doug. How to reverse heart disease with the coronary calcium score. I'll slow down some. The American Heart Association has denied for years that coronary calcium scoring is a valid marker for heart disease. Well, guess what? They've now recanted, and they finally admitted that the coronary calcium score reliably predicts heart attack risks. Quote, the total amount of coronary calcium predicts coronary disease events beyond standard risk factors. Second quote, the coronary calcium score is a strong predictor of incident of coronary heart disease and provides predictive information beyond that provided by standard risk factors. What they're saying is this calcium is building up in your arteries, and now they're finally admitting that it's the primary cause of heart disease. Now, guys, I've been telling you guys this for years. That's why you've got to stop drinking mineralized water. You've got to start drinking. You don't have to do anything, guys, but I'm suggesting this really strongly. I highly suggest to you that you get a distiller and you stop drinking this mess. Now, there are some things you can do to reduce the plaquing of the calcium in the arteries. Niacin, vitamin B3, has been shown to help. Omega-3 fish oils have been shown to help. This is our fish oil from Health Masters, the niacin. We have this at our office, phenomenally high-quality product. Vitamin D with K2 has been shown to help reduce arterial calcification because of the K2. A low glycemic index diet, avoid fructose corn syrup, avoid wheat products, eliminate wheat products like shredded wheat, cereal, raisin bran, and whole wheat bagels. Get away from wheat. Next, consume foods such as raw almonds, walnuts, pecans. Use olive oil. They're beneficial for the lipoprotein profile. Increase your protein intake. One of those is our Fit Food protein that we have at Health Masters, phenomenal product. Our major building block for body tissues. Added benefit of protein intake is that it doesn't increase blood sugar. This is low glycemic nutrition. Use resveratrol. Basically, we have that at the office. It's extremely important, along with the alpha lipoic acid, because it really reduces inflammation. Don't start drinking wine to increase resveratrol. Wine causes an increased risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, and breast cancer. I've never heard anybody say, I had a horrible life, I started drinking wine, everything got better. It doesn't happen. It makes it worse. I've seen it over and over. Increase fiber. Ground flaxseed. You can take it every single day if you'd like to increase fiber. Plus, grinding flaxseed fresh does a great job for prostate problems with men as far as an anti-inflammatory agent for benign prostate hypertrophy. Also, flaxseed oil does that. And we also have a product that's called prostate support, which is phenomenal. I take three of those every single day. I love them. Vitamin C. And again, magnesium. Magnesium comes across almost in everything. Now, here's something that we also have. We have a product called HGH Stimulate. It's loaded with citrulline. Now, citrulline is converted in the presence of B12 in the body to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is an important substance for arterial health. This is what the research has shown over and over again. And it said that nitric oxide relaxes arterial smooth muscle, dilating coronary arteries by up to 50%. However, nitric oxide is gone after just a few seconds, so it must be replenished at a constant rate to keep the arteries relaxed and open. the lack of nitric oxide is associated with constricted arteries, damage to the arterial lining, and accelerated plaque growth. The citrulline shrinks coronary plaque, corrects endothelial dysfunction, and improves insulin sensitivity. It's anti-inflammatory and it shrinks plaque. Plus, it also acts because of this, like a natural Viagra in men. It also increases human growth hormone. This is our product called HGH Stimulate. I take 2 scoops of this a day. In fact, I just took a scoop a few minutes ago before I went on the air. It really increases mental acuity too. I love that product. It's one of our highest, most repeated product that we've ever had. Okay, also thyroid function is very important to normalize. We use thyroid support and we use potassium iodide for that. And you can also use DHEA. You can take it in capsules or you can take it in creams. But men, don't take don't take DHEA pills because they can actually cause inflammation in the prostate. But you can use the cream if you'd like. It's okay. But now, by the way, statin drugs, another article just came out. I reported on this 6 months ago. Statin drugs have now been found to accelerate arterial calcification. So the very drug that you're taking, trying to reduce the risks of heart disease, has now been shown to accelerate the primary marker, which is calcium in the arteries in human beings. By the way, colostrum has been found 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine, but we also have a really good immune system protocol stack that uses astragalus. It uses potassium iodide. It uses vitamin D3, K2. And remember, our D3, K2 is a lanolin-based product. Our D3 is not a synthetic D3. It's from sheep lanolin. It's a much, much better product. It doesn't have all the chemical side effects of the synthetic vitamin D. Plus, it's like an organic product, and also it combines vitamin K2. Our D3 is 10,000 IUs of D, 10,000. Most things you get in health food stores are like 50 or 100. You can literally take one of these things every 3 or 4 days if you'd like and bring your levels up. If you're very deficient in vitamin D3, you can take one a day for a bit and then get blood tested. Here's another article that says, is goat milk better than cow's milk? Absolutely yes. A massive reduction of inflammation. It's more environmentally friendly. It's a smaller fat cell. It's more bioavailable. It's a good metabolic agent. It's high in fatty acids. It's calcium rich. It's anti-mucosal. And this is the kind of calcium that won't get in your arteries. Ultra nourishing, and it's less toxic than cow's milk with all of the bovine growth hormone. Another article says that 97% of Europe doesn't put hydrofluorosilicic acid in their water. Why are we doing it? Enough of that already. Another article says that allergens and vaccines are causing life-threatening food allergies. What food proteins are found in the vaccines, which are injected directly into the blood? The list includes ovalbumin, casein, gelatin, soy. It goes on to the synthetic vaccine ingredients. This is polysorbic A, wheat, corn, sunflower, coconut, palm. All these things are in vaccines, and when you put these things in with adjuvants, it causes massive reactions and inflammation at the site, and it can make you start having allergies to all of these crazy things in your diet when you eat them. So that's why we just don't do vaccines. Also, now we found that glyphosate can actually alter DNA and make you sicker and sicker. Again, this is why I started off with what the globalists are trying to do to kill us. They basically, what they're doing is they're putting all of this stuff out there, Doug, to reduce fertility and increase disease rates. It's incredibly hazardous, glyphosate, to women. It affects fertility while it promotes uterine cancer. By the way, a professor received a grant for a vaccine study, which was the Gardasil, and then told everybody not to use the vaccine because it causes it does not help to prevent cervical cancer, and it causes all types of other health problems. Drug tests are now being administered randomly at middle schools to indoctrinate children into the pharma police state. And aluminum exposure during puberty, with vaccines and with these chemtrails, disrupts hormonal development. And autism symptoms have now actually been detected in baby monkeys who get the same vaccine schedule as baby children. What do you think about all this stuff, Doug?
Yeah. baby monkeys, same as children. Yeah. You know, I mean, all of this, folks, you all know this. You're the most intelligent, I believe, audience out there. But to hear this, the collective nature of all this information, Ted, I mean, it's one thing after another, and the goal is the reduced population. But you know something, when you were talking about this, it reaffirms this is not just for this generation. What they're trying to do is cultivate, you know, further generations to reduce the offspring of the, sorry about this, but the white male or Caucasian male or female.
That's what they're doing.
I don't know what else to say, but man, this is just a remarkable listing of ways to reduce the population. We got about a minute left before we go to break, Ted. Your wife is going to come on, so
yes, she's going to come on. She'll come on next break if that's okay with you, Doug.
Yeah,
she wants to tell you. She wants to tell you. She wants to tell everybody how she did a natural butt lift. There you go. Now I've said it. If we can talk about Anthony Weiner, we can talk about a natural butt lift. And you know, she'll talk about that. She's going to talk about what happened to her when she was menopausal. She corrected it. She's going to also talk about what you can do when you're having your menstrual cycles and how you correct it and not get all hormonal. So men and women, this is a great segment coming up with my wife. She'll be discussing a lot. We had so much positive feedback from Sharon because, you know, how many times do you get a woman like Sharon who's a real lady who says that, you know, real women carry guns?
There you go. No,
we had such a great response on the talk show.
And you're very blessed to have her tonight. Folks, you can tune in to Dr. Ted Brewer's show right here on the Global Star Radio Network as well before our show. And then after, again, our show at night, Global Star Radio Network, go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Also, take advantage of three free books, $60 value. Any orders over $100 of product, that's healthmasters.com. Stay right where you're at. I'll be right back. Thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning into the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our very special guest, Dr. Ted Brewer, Sharon Brewer, coming up as well. My goodness, such a great lady, too. Classy people. You can listen to Dr. Brewer's show right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Before airs before our show, of course, go to healthmasters.com for all show information, and airs after our show. Folks, in case you caught a brief press conference by Diane Rodham, the witch, the Act Clinton, she was talking about the FBI investigation of her emails. She complained during this conference that the FBI Director Comey only sent this letter, and it's a letter that was released concurrent with the announcement, to ranking Republicans in the Senate. Okay, that's what she said, not to Democrats. Well, I've got a copy of the letter, and of course it's news now. It went to all Republicans. It went to Republicans and Democrats on the ranking Republicans and Democrats on the committees, from Elijah Cummings to Feinstein to, I mean, my goodness, they're all there. So don't believe, obviously. I know you're shocked. I know you're shocked about the fact that Hillary would have lied about this, but don't be. Before we get back to Dr. Ted Brewer, you know, I love to read. And I like great books. How about thrilling novels? Do you like them? I like them. Well, I've got something special for you. Go to This Generation series of novels, folks, on Amazon. T.C. Joseph is this incredible author. He wrote a series of novels, three books. Actually, book one is Precipice, book two is Pentecost. Coming out is book three, Penance. Just simply find T.C. Joseph, This Generation series of novels on Amazon. Grab a hold of these books. You're going to want to read them. The T.C. is probably one of the greatest writers I've ever read. He takes us through recent history to the events that are just on the horizon. He's got a very witty style about him. The character development is fantastic. Three different families in a world where conspiracy theories are coming to life, like today. Kirkus Review states that the readers of End Times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Ink Reviews calls this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Folks, go to T.C. Joseph's This Generation series on Amazon.com today. Again, book one, Precipice, book two, Pentecost, and coming real soon is Penance, which is book three. T.C. Joseph on Amazon.com. Dr. Ted Brower offering us some great books as well. $6 worth of books for any order over $100. Use the coupon code Doug. Now, I know that's hard for you to remember. Doug, just think of me and books and Dr. Ted Brower and healthmasters.com. And he's with us right now. Dr. Ted Brower, go ahead, sir.
Well, with you now. Sharon Brower is with you, but how are you
your
doing,
voice,
Doug?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah. We had such a great response. Folks, this is Mrs. Sharon Brower, and we had such a great response from you last time. I don't want to take any of your time. So thanks for coming and joining us.
You can have as much time as you want. I do want to mention one thing. You were talking about Hillary, the witch Clinton or whatever you said, and the FBI. I had listened to a really interesting interview yesterday with Larry Nichols, and I'm sure the listeners know who he is. He's back with the Clinton Chronicles and back in Arkansas. And he said yesterday that the FBI, we think that they're bad and all this. He goes, most of the FBI, they want Hillary indicted. They want this exposed. And I think in the near future, we're going to see more and more of more cooperation and more people coming forward with information, just like with WikiLeaks. I mean, every day we're getting more and more information. And Doug, I don't know about you, but I think before the election, I think we're going to have just a blast of information coming that's going to be exposed, because it's like Ted said, I don't know if you talked about it today, maybe on your last show, about what we speak and the frequency and the words that we say. And when we pray as though we have already received, is what the word says. Well, we need to continually pray that Hillary is exposed. And every single day in our prayer time, we pray that she's exposed every day, that all her schemes, all her lies, all her manipulation is exposed. And I think WikiLeaks is one of the ways that it's being exposed more than anything else. And also that the eyes of the understanding of these Christians that are so confused, I think Satan just got them confused. I would say something else, but let's just say they're confused, that the eyes of their understanding be open and they realize that Trump's really our only choice. And also pray that Donald Trump is protected, that no weapon formed against him is going to prosper, no word that rises up against him in judgment is going to come to pass, because he's getting a lot of attacks against him. A lot of them are false attacks that Hillary is conjuring up with paying people to come up with stuff that isn't even true, and I think he's dealing with it very well. But the thing is, pray for his family, pray for his advisors, and pray for his security that he has around him. Pray that they have his back and that they stand up for him, and that he doesn't have anybody come in, and undermine him. But we've got to pray strongly every day. And I challenge everybody in your prayer time, pray for Donald Trump. Don't pray mean things about Hillary, but pray that she is exposed, that her lies and manipulation is exposed, that the Congress, the Senate, all the people that are evil are exposed, the government is exposed, and let God sort it out and let him do it. But the power of prayer is so strong, and the name of Jesus will do anything. Demons flee at that name. So guys, come on, let's join together in this next week and a half, and let's really be strong in our prayer time. Let's be really diligent. Let's be really faithful, because we have so much at stake right now that we don't have any choices. We've got to get serious about our prayer time, Doug. Do you agree with me?
100%. Thank you so much for saying that. We need to understand, how we pray is just as important as when and how often we pray. So thank you for saying that.
Oh, you're welcome. Another thing, I have a short amount of time here tonight, but Ted had done a lot of counseling appointments recently with a lot of your listeners. Oh, he just, the nicest people you've ever talked to on the phone, Doug. I tell you what, they love you, and you've got a very loyal listening audience. And a lot of the women were asking questions, and if I could help them and tell them what I do. And so I thought, you know, I don't consider myself important, but I do know that God's called us to a very important responsibility of helping the world as far as leading the world in setting them free of sickness and disease and getting them off these medications. And I want to, hopefully, I've got some really, I won't have to take time to do it, but some good emails that are coming across our desk of just testimonies from women. And we have a very large listening audience that are women. So does Donald Trump. And the thing is, we've got to realize that age is a number, and I've said this before because I am going to be the big 6-0, and it doesn't bother me anymore because I reframed it. And what reframe mean is like you want to reframe a picture. You change the way you think about it. You change the way you look at it. You put it in a positive light. And I've reframed my thinking. I've decided that age is a number. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to look better than I've ever looked. I'm going to feel better than I've ever felt. I'm going to have the best marriage I've ever had, which we've always had a good marriage. Sure, we've had our ups and downs. I mean, Ted's a type A, triple A on steroids, and I'm type A, so you can imagine. But I know how to submit. I know that he's the high priest of our home and our spiritual authority. Our house is in order. God is the center of our home. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So he is the spiritual leader of our home. But that doesn't mean that I don't kick a lot. And I've really worked on it. God's still working on me. But how do I stay in shape at my age? How do I still have lean muscle mass? My arms are tight. I'm not saying they're muscular, but I have a lot of definition. And I'm not saying this to boast. What I want to do is I want to say it to encourage you guys. I mean, I modeled back in the 80s when everybody was chocolate brown in the sun and skinny and all that with the blonde hair. I've been through all that, and I have the skin to prove it, which I damaged a lot. But Christie Brinkley was really big back then, and she, I don't know, you know, spiritually where she is. I don't look at her in that light, but she's really, really been an encouragement for me because she's like 3 years older than me. She looks great and she exercises. She eats very, very clean. And I thought, you know, if she can do it, I can do it. But I can be a testimony to Christian women. And, you know, especially if you're married, I don't care what your husband looks like. I don't care how he eats. You be an example to him. And I've always told my husband, I'm going to always look and weigh the same I did when we met, and I'm going to look as good as I can. Now, you know, it would probably take some plastic surgery to get rid of some of the stuff on my faces and stuff like that, but what I'm talking about is what I put into my body and what I put on my body. That's what I'm talking about. We have a lot of products at Health Masters, and I use every single one of them that pertain to me, and I want to give you my protocol for what I do, Doug, so the women out there can listen and understand why I do what I do and why I use it. First of all, my main thing is to increase energy, increase antioxidants as far as cell regeneration, keep the fine lines to a minimum, keep my body fat low, have lean muscle mass, no belly fat, and have just an incredible body that, you know, I've worked so hard to keep. Now, it takes a lot of discipline. It takes eating clean. I've had to pretty much cut all white sugar out of my diet because I really was having trouble with bone density. And you can't have good bone density and eat a lot of white sugar. Sugar robs your body of calcium. It takes the calcium out of your bones and your teeth. So you're counteracting everything that you do. There's a lot of good sugar substitutes on the market. We use monk fruit. We use stevia. We use coconut sugar. Those are all great. You can use brown rice syrup, honey in moderation, but regular white sugar, even the raw sugar, I don't even use that. But get the sugar out of your diet. Eat as clean as you can, and any vegetables, good proteins. I eat a lot of eggs, lean chicken. I eat organic, and in the morning I have a really good shake. But first of all, what I take in the morning on an empty stomach is resveratrol, regeneration, and alpha-lipoic acid. These are three products that we have. The resveratrol, or bioflavonoid complex, that supports skin, natural repair, and radiance. It also increases energy levels, increased, and also increases longevity. The product that goes with that is the regeneration. That nourishes your body's beauty proteins, which is your hair, your skin, and your nails. As you get older, your skin gets thinner, your nails get brittle, and your hair isn't as lustrous and as thick. Well, these help work on that, the regeneration. And then the alpha lipoic acid is a powerful antioxidant which helps to rebuild cells, which is important for combating your aging. Those three things I take in the morning just on an empty stomach. But I've really got some exciting news, Doug, because I've asked Ted to come up with a product and a formulation, which as a biochemist, this is what he does, and I'm blessed to have him. I said, Ted, I want it, and I want it now. I've had issues lately that my lean muscle mass just isn't like it used to be. And every 10 years, you lose a certain percent of muscle mass. I got tired of that, especially going into the next decade of the 60s. I asked him to put something together that we could drink, that maybe some amino acids that would help build lean muscle mass. Well, we put together something. I was the guinea pig. I've been on it for over a month now. Doug, I can't tell you how my workouts are now. I know I work out 6 days a week. I'm not telling you have to work out 6 days a week. I choose to do that because, number one, we can't age, we can't get fat, and we can't get sick in the business that we do. Unfortunately, people think that that's impossible for us. But no, we have to do everything we can. We operate at a higher accountability because too much is given, much is required. So what I do for my pre-workout now, I take a scoop of the HGH Stimulate, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with. It does increase libido in men, but that's not the only reason we sell it. A lot of women use it to help increase lean muscle mass, burn body fat. It's really good for working out. I put a scoop of that with a new product that we just came out with. It's called Health Masters Muscle Blast. Now, this is great for men, but also this is something women can use. I've been using it for a month now. We've tweaked it, and I can't tell you the difference. My energy in the gym and my strength in the gym are amazing. Back to when I was in my 30s. I have muscles now that are staying with me. I've got more definition in my arms. And not to embarrass you anything, Doug, but I mean, my butt was actually sagging. I mean, okay, we've got this thing called gravity, guys, ladies. And as we get older, it kind of shows up on us. And I wasn't going to put up with that. You've got to work the lower part of the gluteus maximus muscle and the upper part, which is attached to your back. Working those two muscles, it's like getting a butt lift, and it's cheaper than going in. I guess people do that and have surgery doing that. But the HGH and the muscle blast on a daily basis, working out 3 to 5, 6 times a week, I'd say maybe even 30, 45 minutes at the most. You don't have to go in the gym and work out for hours on end. Also, we have a workout video for beginning and intermediate for women that really works great, and you can actually work out in the privacy of your home. You don't have to, you know, go to the gym if you're embarrassed to do that, or doesn't work out for you. But with the muscle mass and the HGH Stimulate, it supports your muscle strength and the function and prevents muscle loss, which is associated with inactivity or aging. So this is exactly what I wanted. It's working great. I actually am noticing that my legs are getting tighter. Like I said, my backside is firming up and getting muscular. I'm really, really excited, Doug. I just told Ted I wanted to talk about that tonight. Now, then on my post-workout, after my workout, I take carnitine, which is an amino acid that helps with soreness and helps rebuild muscle. But that's the small protocol I do as far as staying in shape and staying young. These are really important supplements. They're anti-aging. It's what you put in your body. Now, another thing I take, which a lot of people don't like to, is cod liver oil. I get a lot of compliments on my skin, but I take 2 to 3 tablespoons of cod liver oil every day. It's a great anti-inflammatory. It's great for anti-depression. I know when I went through menopause several years ago, it was really tough on our marriage. I have to be honest with you. And Ted didn't know one day if he was going to get Sharon number one or Sharon number two. Kind of like walking on pins and needles. So again, we had to put the protocol together. We have a great protocol for menopause support. The cod liver oil helps with mood swings. As a matter of fact, my teenagers who are PMSing, they call it, we have them on the PMS support plus the cod liver oil. It's important also if you're having any type of PMS or menopausal symptoms to be on the 5-HTP. We call that the happy pill. The 5-HTP helps work the brain, and it just helps you look at everything better, handle everything better, along with the B vitamins, the B complex and the B active, the CortiCare B5 and B6. The B vitamins help recharge your batteries, they help with your energy, and they help with nerve function. It's real important. They help regulate mood swings also. That's really important that you take those along with a good basic nutrition program. So that's what I took when I was going through menopause. I still take it. It really helps with the mood swings. You don't get that low feeling as much. And also, we've had people that have been on Prozac and antidepressants before. They, with their doctor, have chosen to get off of them, and we've gotten them on the cod liver oil and the protocol I just gave you, and they say it works better. And it does. And it's not using drugs. So if we can help you replace some of these drugs you're on and with nutrition and nutraceuticals that we have, which I think we've got the best in the world because they work, if we can help you with that and get you off these drugs, oh my gosh, and the skyrocketing prices of these drugs, they're ripping people off. I mean, it's just, it's robbery, highway robbery. But Doug, I mean, with these counseling appointments, even these women, people are, you know, let's put you on this drug. Well, let's then put you on this drug. Well, this one doesn't work. Well, we'll put you on this one. Well, this counteracts that. And pretty soon you have this cocktail of pharmaceutical drugs that you're taking on a daily basis that are just, they're aging you and they're shortening your life, and they treat the symptom and not the cause. So
with
I didn't mean to run
like
on.
Death. No, I mean, that's great.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
Thank
you. So we all know that gravity sucks. Okay, it's not a push; it's not a pull. It sucks. Okay. sorry if I sounded crass there, but tell me again, because I know women are going to want this. The compound that firms your muscles up that you're taking.
You're familiar with the HGH stimulate. I think you may be on it. That's great for men. I hate to say, but men call the office because it does work as an after Viagra, and it does help, you know, with libido. Now with women, it does help a little bit. It doesn't help as much as men. I always tell Ted, why does everything help men with that and it doesn't help women? But this does help a little bit. But the HGH helps with the workout, and then the new Health Masters Muscle Blast is the thing I drink with it. And they're powders. I mix them with water. You can drink them, like, say, 20, 30 minutes before your workout, or you can drink them with your workout. And Austin talked about it on the air today. He's my hero. I tell you what, it's my son is my hero, just like I'm sure you feel that way about your son, Doug, but on Joe. But Austin helps me in the gym. Ted actually was a personal trainer back in the 80s before personal trainers had their, quote, title. And Ted I don't know how many degrees, but I know he has a degree in exercise physiology. So I'll say, well, Ted, what about that? Oh, that's your radius, blah, 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 and those words. I don't even know what they are. But he does help me in a lot that way, and Austin does too, so I'm very blessed. But I just suggest that you do some resistance training. Now, I only do like 50 calories a day on a elliptical glider, which is cardio, but I get it going really fast. You don't need a lot of cardio. Just do it on a consistent basis. It keeps me firm. It burns the body fat. If I cheat a little bit, then I feel like, oh, I'll go burn it off the next day. Also, resistance training is very important. You don't want to overuse the muscles, though. You want to do as much as you can, as many reps as you can, but it's better to do more reps and less weight than trying to get a lot of weight and hurt yourself. Now, the 45 pound just regular bar that you do deadlifts on what are they called, Doug? Where, you know, the bar where you just push them up and down. I don't know what they're called. Mm-hmm. But it's a 45 pound bar, and you know, most, you see these bodybuilders putting weights on them, everything. Well, I'd use the bar by itself, and I used to do maybe four sets of about maybe 5 or 6, 10 reps. And Austin goes, Mom, what are you doing? You should be doing at least 25 reps, four sets of 25 reps. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, nobody told me I couldn't do it. I built up to it. Now I'm on this this Health Masters Muscle Blast, and today I'm in doing chest and shoulders, and I'm doing the flat bench, and I'm laying down, and I got this 45-pound bar, and I'm doing like 30 reps and not even realizing it. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm getting strong. This is so exciting. I feel like I'm 35 years old again, just like I used to be able to work out. And I tell you what, my body is just responding so well. We've got a big photo shoot in January for our new book covers that are in our new books that are coming out. And I mean, I am going to be ready, ripped, and ready to go for those book covers, because that's a big step when you have to do something like that. But the Muscle Blast and the HGH Stimulate work great. And that's what's helped me along with the resistance training.
You know, I just have to say that I hear a lot of the same thing you're saying. I hear about supplements people get from Walmart, and, you know, no, I don't. Wait a minute. No, I don't. Excuse me. Wow. Well, that's great. So now this is available. This, I just want to say the Muscle Blast is available right now, correct? Because you tweaked it and
yes,
it's all ready
yes,
to go.
Yes, it is. And we have on the website, we have a low price right now for pre-orders, because it's taken a lot to work on this formulation and to really get it right and get the labeling done and everything. So it's not available right now, but we are taking pre-orders. And I think Austin knocked off like $10 a bottle for the pre-orders, which is really a good price.
Okay, cool.
Go to healthmasters.com for that and all these other supplements that I talked about today. Another product that I do take, we have, that's called Stress Control, and it helps the body resist and recover from effects of everyday stress, and workouts are very stressful on the body. It also supports healthy cortisol levels. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone, and when you're under stress, it raises your cortisol. And guess where the cortisol is stored? In the belly fat.
Yep. In the gut. Yep.
Yep. And so I'm like, oh, I can't stress out. I can't stress. Oh, I got to stay stress-free. So I take the Stress Control for that reason. If you want to say it's vanity, okay, go ahead and say that. But it does work.
But you know, I mean, look, you always want to look good, look your best. But feeling good, when you feel good, man, there's nothing better than feeling good. It's difficult enough. Life is hard enough to navigate through when you're feeling like junk, you know. And so thank you.
Oh, and, you're welcome.
For this. This is great news. We have new product. We have additional, of course, products that we can use to make ourselves feel good and navigate through life a lot better. So.
Well, I just want to share that with the audience today. And I'm going to put Ted back on. But what I want to say real quick is pray for Donald Trump every single day and tell everybody to go out and vote and make sure you wear your red shirts when you vote this time. It's real important. And also, I suggest everyone go and check out Donald Trump's Facebook. It's really good. It gives you like an hourly update of what he's doing every day. It's amazing that he's taking his money, buying his own jet fuel with his own jet, flying around the country and making everyone feel important, because he said, I'll get out there and I'll stick my neck out there and do it, but you guys got to join me and back me up. So thank you so much, Doug. I've enjoyed it. I always enjoyed speaking to your listeners. They're such nice people. And here is my wonderful husband.
Thank you, Sharon.
Hey, Doug, I know we're about to go to the break again.
Well, folks, I'll tell you what, just hang right there, Ted. Folks, that was Sharon Brower, Dr. Ted Brower's wife. And, you know, we all have that problem with gravity, right? And to build lean muscle mass, you've emailed us, many listeners have emailed us asking for this very product or something. We get a lot of emails about when Sharon comes on or when Dr. Ted Brower comes on. What can I do to tighten up the muscles? And here it is, Dr. Ted's own proprietary formula, taking pre-orders right now at healthmasters.com. Fantastic news. Yes, I'm going to be on board with that. I'm a guy, but I'm going to be on board with that nonetheless. Healthmasters.com, Dr. Ted Brower. Thank you so much, thank you so much, Mrs. Sharon Brower. Folks, we're going to be right back with more from Dr. Ted Brower. Stay right where you're at.